Yonder, yonder, away, yonder, when a young one. Yonder, yonder, oh, he on our way. Oh, he on our yo, we know, hey, on our way. Hey, yonder, yo, we know, we know.
This is a special production of the Northwest Area Foundation. I'm Clay Scott, and this is Gus Yellowhair.
Before I say anything, those of you that are listening to this, I would like to give you a heartfelt handshake. I'm a member of the Northern Cheyenne and Ogallala Lakota people, so that's who I am.
I met Gus in South Dakota, near his home on the Pine Ridge Reservation. He's known for his traditional art. He uses a distinctive pictographic style to decorate teepees, drums, and sweat lodge covers. He showed me a drum he made of cottonwood and elk hide. It depicted a group of ochre-colored buffalo running across the sun with the Black Hills in the background.
There are different styles of drumming. Like the traditional honoring songs have a really slow beat, and the words are, the song is very slow. And some of them, like the fancy dances, both the men and women, they're relatively very fast. It's a form of expression, you know, something coming from deep down within, you know, the Nahi, as we call it, or the spirit. Christian world calls it a soul, we call it a Nahi. Well, first of all, it's, you know, some teachings that were passed on to me by not only my grandfather, but my grandmother, my father, my mother, you know, uncles and aunts, those traditions. And so I feel those are important. And just not just Lakota, but other nationalities as well, you know. So it's important to me to keep that history and culture traditions alive to the best of, you know, my ability and best of my knowledge.
Gus is 56. Old enough, he told me, to take on the responsibility of what he calls a culture bearer. He leads drum-making workshops in the small, far-flung communities of the vast Pine Ridge Reservation. He tries to pass on his traditional skills and knowledge and to teach young people the cultural context for those skills. But the most precious thing he has to pass on, he says, is his language. He's one of a dwindling number of fluent speakers of Lakota.
To share that, you know, I think is a really powerful tool to be able to reach that person. My grandmother, she never spoke any English at all, you know, but my grandfather, he spoke some. But so that's the kind of background that I grew up in. You know, we grew up very poor life. You know, I mean, I can remember living in a tent. But the thing I remember the most was my grandmother, you know, telling stories. We didn't have television. We didn't have radio. Our light in the evening was kerosene lamp or candle lamp, you know. Or heat was firewood. But I can remember my grandmother late in the evening, you know, telling stories, passing some of those stories on. And then I can remember her early in the morning, you know, praying before Ampashni, before that sun came out. That's how you say it in Lakota. I can remember her praying, you know, and I can remember her crying as she's praying. Unchi maka. I have been created from the totality of creation on this land called Grandmother Earth. There is immense power and the quiet calm. Unchi Maka, Grandmother Earth, and I are as one. I am the custodian of these lands, a relative to these buffalo calf people.
Yonder, yonder, away, yonder, when a young one. Yonder, yonder, oh, he on our way. Oh, he on our yo, we know, hey, on our way. Hey, yonder, yo, we know, we know. Yonder, yonder, oh, hey, yonder, away. Hey, yonder.